Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a devilish Monday edition. How you doing, Fancy Brian? Did you have a good time at the party?
I had a great time at the party. That was
partied like rock stars.
I had a nice window of like 2 days of, or maybe a day and a half of feeling somewhat normal, and it fell directly during the party. It was pretty awesome.
That is awesome. I had a great time. And then the Packers clobbered the Bears. We still own you. Hey, everyone listening.
You own Chicago, but you know.
WCPT 820 AM, you know, got to talk like that.
I mean, you choose to. I like to say you choose to. It's more powerful that way.
We still own you. At least my football team does. But let's talk about what should be the lead. Scott Ross off the IR, appearing on the Devil's Advocates, 4 o'clock. Scott Ross, a firebrand, a former Wisconsin elections commissioner. No. Ethics commissioner. And he resigned his position. Gave it up for Lent. Oh, yeah. I love that guy. He is a firebrand, a Gemini, likes long walks on the beach.
And he's a wordsmith.
Oh, he is a wordsmith. So, Scott Ross, been far too long. He joins us in hour two. But the lead today, and I don't know how this is not splashed across the front of every paper in America. Coup. And we've got the PowerPoint. I mean, there's a PowerPoint presentation for a coup d'etat that's still going on to this very moment. It's still happening in our nation. But here's the important stuff. Here is the new news. Mark Meadows. And we've talked quite a bit, you know, about Mark Meadows of late. He is the chief's chief. You know, the guy that wrote his own tell-all as he's, you know, being subpoenaed to give testimony before the January 6th committee. Well, the chief's chief at first was going to cooperate with the committee. And part of that cooperation, at least initially, was to give them some documents. And the documents he gave them are somewhat damning for Mark Meadows and the entire Trump administration, what remained of them on Election Day. Fancy.
So you're saying that he held other things back and this is what he chose to share with people?
As near as I can tell, this information is the veracity of this. They didn't even claim that this is the privileged stuff. The coup plan, the PowerPoint, they put that out there in the public domain. They gave it to the January 6th committee. So what are they hiding? That's what I want to know.
And again, I pointed out last week, most of their presentations are like a page, page and a half. This is like 20 some odd pages, which is
38.
For this administration, for anybody in that, a very long document compared to anything else in the Trump administration.
Someone did their homework on how to overturn democracy.
Really tried really hard.
So this should be a really big deal. At least I perceive this to be a really big deal. I'm going to start with CNN's reporting. Meadows said the National Guard would be ready, and this is a direct quote, to protect pro-Trump people before the Capitol insurrection. Well, why would he have to make those reassurances? Because, of course, they're stirring the plot. The pot and the plot. The plot thickens. But Mark Meadows knew there was trouble afoot, and he had to be reassuring to Republican allies, let's say, you know, Congress people, senators on the Hill, that when the insurrection comes, oh, we'll protect you, the pro-Trumpists. We'll protect you. But we're holding back the National Guard just to make sure you're safe. Here is some of the reporting at CNN. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows sent an email saying the National Guard would be present, and here's the quote, to protect pro-Trump people in the lead-up to the U.S. Capitol insurrection, according to a new report released by the January 6th committee Sunday night. Now, why did they drop a 52-page comprehensive? Because they're moving forward with contempt of Congress against Mark Meadows. As CNN reports, it was just one of several new details. The report about Meadows' actions before and during January 6th, as well as his role in attempting to overturn the 2020 election. The report is a key component for the committee to send a referral for charges of criminal contempt of Congress to the Justice Department. Do so already, with alacrity. The panel informed Meadows last week it had no choice but to advance criminal contempt proceedings against him, given that he had decided to no longer cooperate with the investigation. Yeah, but what about his lawsuit? The panel will meet Monday, that's today, to formally advance the report to the full House vote, to the full floor for a House vote, as soon as later this week. The vote by the full House is the last step before sending the referral to the Department of Justice. The report is a key component for the committee to send a referral for charges of criminal contempt to the Justice Department. That's a little redundant there, CNN. The panel will meet Monday, blah, blah, blah. Meadows' lawyer said, asked the panel Monday to reconsider its plans. In a letter to the committee, Meadows' attorney, George Terwilliger III, you know, if you got a third, a Esquire, the third guy, you know, it's at least $450, $500 an hour.
That guy had to be made fun of growing up.
Terwilliger III. I bet they call him Trey.
Terwilly.
Oh, I bet they call him a lot of things. Probably rich these days. Said the contemplated referral would be contrary to law because his client is a senior official who made a good faith invocation of executive privilege and testimonial immunity. Again, a quote, a referral of a senior presidential aide would be unwise because it would do greater damage to the institution of the presidency, don't you know? As restraint in the application of the statute over time attest, Terwilliger wrote, you know, the third. Terwilliger asked Meadows, said that Meadows' choice to decline a deposition in an attempt to comply with his legal obligations as a former Trump advisor, again, a quote, history and the law teach that this attempt is not a crime. No, but what he's trying to hide are certainly criminal in nature. Terwilliger also suggests the committee should allow the civil lawsuit Meadows filed against the committee to play out before moving to contempt, because a ruling in that case would resolve the questions surrounding the privilege that are in dispute. So did you get all that? Well, I sued you, so why don't you allow my lawsuit, my civil lawsuit, to go forward? And then if I'm still criminally in contempt of Congress, then pursue the charges against me. Don't we all get to tell the prosecutor how we'd prefer they prosecute us?
Oh, I've tried. They just tell me to actually just not let me talk.
They usually inform me, shut up, you.
Pretty
you,
much.
Be quiet. The committee notes that in one email Meadows sent to an individual about January 6th, he said that the National Guard would be present to protect pro-Trump people and that many more would be available on standby. Well, now we know what happened to the National Guard that day. According to the report, the new documents come as Meadows' role is under renewed scrutiny. Is that what you would call it? Following his decision to cease cooperating with the committee last week, committee chairman Benny Thompson appeared to allude to this January 5th email about the National Guard on standby in a letter to Meadows' attorney. Thompson also referred to a November 7, 2020, that's back towards the election time frame, email discussing the appointment of alternative slates of electors as part of a direct, here's his quote, Benny Thompson's quote, he's the chairman of this committee, the direct and collateral attack, and a January 5th email that had a 38-page PowerPoint briefing titled, and here's the PowerPoint, we keep joking about it, but here was the title, Election Fraud, Foreign Interference, and Options for January 6th. Well, the election fraud alleged in the PowerPoint was from China and Venezuela. That's what they were alleging. Well, and there must be massive counterfeit ballots. So their plan was to effectively utilize the National Guard, you know, because they're there for Trump safety, and to utilize the U.S. Marshals Service and to go, what, take up the electoral apparatus in each of our 50 states. And in the states they weren't satisfied with the electoral outcomes, let's call it Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, you know, those swing states, Arizona, Georgia, those states. Well, you either don't accept the outcome of the election, you put them under suspicion, right? That was part of the DOJ. Remember those earlier reported letters? The DOJ was threatening states. You go tell everyone that your state is under suspicion. Think of Georgia and a phone call. There's a plan. There's a PowerPoint for a coup d'etat. Why is the Washington Post, the New York Times, why are they all not leading with this? I mean, across the front page. This is a really big deal. Have we gotten... Are we so jaded as a democracy that, you know, news and confirmation of a coup d'etat, we just, another Monday at the office. Devil's advocates. We'll take your phone calls. Just another Monday at the,
we've lost
the radio show.
We've lost 1% of all of our seniors, and everybody's like, I'm tired of COVID. Not surprised.
844-967-2789. More Devils. It's just a Monday.
We've included a Venn diagram